And the Mishnah says, Shiluach HaKein Noyeg Ba'oretz B'chutz L'oretz. The mitzvah Shiluach HaKein is Noyeg Sayin Eretz Yisrael Sayin Chutz L'oretz B'fnei Abayis V'shaloi B'fnei Abayis B'zman Abayis Not B'zman Abayis B'chulen Abaloi B'mekdoshim. It's Noyeg B'chulen and not by Hekdish. Chaymer B'kisei Adam Mishiluach HaKein. Now, it is unique, the mitzvah of Kisi Adam is Ba'ifis and Bechayim, and the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein is also Ba'ifis. So, Chaymer, B'Kisi Adam Mishiluach HaKein, Shekisi Adam Noyeg Bechaya Uba'if. The mitzvah of Kisi Adam is applicable also by a chaya, and chaya and oif b'mezumen or b'shein mezumen. That means it is irrelevant if the chaya oif are mezumen. Mezumen is b'shlitosai, or it's not b'shlitosai. B'shiluach hakein einoyeg ela b'oif. It's only noyeg. Only ba'ifis ve'ninoig ella b'sha'inay mezumen. That's dafke if he found the kansipa was einay mezumen. Now the Mishnah is going to elaborate. Eizehu sha'inay mezumen. When is it considered einay mezumen? Kegoyim evoizim b'tarnegoylim. There were ducks and chickens shekananu b'pardes. That means they were domesticated ba'ifis. And they rebelled, they ran away from where they were by him, and they went into a pardes, to an orchard. The Meiri says that Mokim She'ein Mishtamer, that the pardes is a place that is not a Mokim Mishumer, Be'ein Nitzoidim Ela B'Toirach Godol. That means, in this pardes, you can't catch them, only with a lot of difficulties. Ke'ein toirach shebe midborim. Just like you cannot catch an oif in a midbor, because it's very difficult to catch them, they're not underneath your shlita and reshus. So when they kananu bepardes is also something similar. This is, it seems it's a large open area, which they are not under the control of the Bailam, even though the pardes theoretically also could belong to the same owner of these Tanagoylam and Avoizim. Umitoich kach, this is the lotion of the Meiri Chayiv L'Shaleach, so that's called Einim Izumen. There's a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. Avol kol shekananoi bebayis, but if they made their nest Bebayis and the mokim that he has shlita over them, gidulam bebayis oisa oisam mizuman. Even though this is amin, which normally is any mizuman, but that they're growing up by him and the bayis, that's called mizuman, and there's no mitzvah of shiluach hakei. So that Abul im kananu bebayis v'chein yoinei haldesias. These are types of pigeons which it seems they're nisgadol bein habriyas. So it seems also they're equivalent to domesticated oifes, and that's called mezumim potar mishiluach. So these two cases are tanegoylim shekananu bebayis and yoinei haldesias. This type of pigeons are potar mishiluach. Oif tamei, if you have the aim is an oif tamei, is potar milishaleach. And we'll see in Rashi the limud of this is derived because it says ki kore kan tziper, and a tziper means a tziper tahira. So if the aim is tamei, potar milishaleach. Oif tamei roiveitz al beyei oif toyer. If you have an oif tummy that's roivets al beyei oif toyer, so this is the first halacha that we just learned. So it is not considered a kan siper, because siper means a siper tahira. And v'toyer roivets al beyei oif tummy. You have a kan siper, but the bayim are a bayim of an oif tamei, so that is a din, is a bonim tikach loch. So the tzavke, if the bonim, the freichim, or the bayim are tikach loch, you are capable of taking them for yourselves. But over here, since they're osar bachile, so there's no mitzvah of shiluach hakeim. Koirei zocho. Now this is a type of an oif toyer. He's a zocher, Rabbi Elezer Machayev, and Rabbi Elezer Machayev b'chachomim poitrim of shiluach, the mitzvah shiluach. Let us see Rashi. Shiluach hakein avoloi b'mikdoshim. B'gmore meforesh heichi domi mukdoshim. What is the case of mukdoshim? Beninoig elo b'sha'enoi mizumim, tersiv ki yikore kan siper. Seems it's not tachas rishusoi and shlitosoi. Shekonanu b'pardes, now we said even avoizim b'talnegoilim, which theoretically are domesticated oifis, shemordu, they rebelled, b'yotsu min abayis, they left the house, and they have no intent of coming back. Venasu midborius, and now they became wild. Upardes lav mizumenu, and where they ran to is a place where they're not under the shlita of the bailim. Sheichaylem heim lebroyach, they can run away. That means, as we mentioned before from the Miri, it's very difficult to catch them. If they are in the bayis, so again, they're under shlitosai, so then there's no mitzvah of shiluach hakei. They did not rebel. They're domesticated. It seems they grow, they mingle with people. So it seems they're also under shlitosam potter. Oif tomei potter, kin the meforish b'gmore, the gmore will explain. It says, kan tziper tohoiro, a tziper is a oif toyer v'loi tmeo. Oif tomei roivitz abeye oif toyer, afal gav dimino de efroyach bar shiluachu, even though mitzad the efroychem, it's tikach loch, so mitzad the efroychem, there would be a mitzvah of shiluach. Potter the kan tziper beinon, but you need a kan tziper, a nest of a tziper, sheteha aim a mekanenes tziper tahiro. It says tziper, and that's a tahiro. So mela if toyer, that's roivitz, if tome, that's roivitz, al beye if toyer, there's no mitzvah of shiluach. But if toyer horivets abeye oif tominami, half or gav the kan tziper, who this is considered a kan tziper because the aim is an oif toyer, potter kedemaforish pigmore for a different limud besabonim tikach loch v'loy liklobecho. There's a miyad loch v'loy liklobecho. Ubigmore porich. So it seems Be'etzem we're speaking about two minim, and we have different droshes. That means there's a ptur al kanziper, or there's a ptur of tikach loch, but it would seem two minim that are both tahirim, it would seem that then there's a mitzvah of shiluach, b'gmore porich michlal, do'iv toyer, Haroivets abeye min acher, kamoisei toyer, that if they, but it's two meaning, but they are both toyer, so it would seem that it's chayiv. Not only don't you need it, should be ha'emrei betzes alabonim, it should be a biological mother. It seems a filo by two meaning. There's also a chiv. Koirei oif toyehu, v'darkoi lilboitz albeye acherim. This is a characteristic of this oif. So, even though he's a zochel, so we have a machlokes tanoim, Rabbi Elazar, Machaye, Bachachom, and Poitrim. Zoche potmo shaleach, kediyalef taima b'gemore. So let us see the Gemara. Rabbi Ovin v'Rab Miyashe, we have here a memra of Rab Ovin and Rab Miyashe, and we'll see, Rashi will explain about some, there's no machlokes between them, no, the Gemara wanted to mention v'shem Omroi, who said what. So we have here a member of Rab Ovin, we have a member of Rab Miyashe, we have a member that both said together. Achad Omar, one of them said, Kol heichad disna uba'oretz uba'chutz loretz. Now we had a multitude of Mishnayis, Kisi Adam, Oisez b'noi gida noshez, Royal chayayim, Reishis agay, Shiluach hakab. We had a multitude of Mishnayis that said it's noyig ba'oretz uba'chutz loretz. So Chad Omar, one of these Amiroim said as follows, Kol heichad disnan ba'oretz ubachutz loretz, shelo letzoirech. There's no chiddush whatsoever that it's noig ba'oretz ubachutz loretz. These are all mitzvahs that are not toli bekarke. So it's a mitzvah shebeguf. A mitzvah shebeguf is noig ba'oretz ubachutz loretz. So all these mishnayis, they mentioned that these mitzvahs are noyeg b'chutz loretz, is shalei l'tzorech. There was no need b'chlal for the Mishnah to tell us this, because it's a mitzvah shebegufay, which is noyeg b'chutz loretz. Levad mireishis hageiz. Reishis hageiz, there already there's a chiddush, lafuki midarabeloi. There it's coming to tell us, not like rabeloi. The Omar, Rabbi Loi, holds Reishis Hageiz Heine Noig Ela Boretz. We had in Perik Reishis Hageiz that Rabbi Loi learned that Exereshove from Trume, the scene from Trume, that just like Trume is only Noig Boretz, so Reishis Hageiz is also Noig Boretz. So Memele, so this Mishnah of Reishis Hageiz is coming to tell us a chiddush that it's noyig b'chutz loretz lafuki mirabi loy. So, but all the other Mishnayis that tell us that kisi adam and gida noshem and oisim es benoy, that they all tell us that it's noyig b'chutz loretz is shalei letzairech, that there's no need to tell us this, but since the Mishnah wanted to tell us, so Bemisin and all Mishnayis, it says it's Noyik B'chutz Loretz. So in all these Mishnayis, it is Shaloi L'Tzoyrech, besides the Mishnah of Reishis Hageiz, which is L'Tzoyrech, to tell us that the Tana is Choylik and Rabbi Loi. That's one memory of one of these Amiroi. V'chad Omar, another Amira said, Kol heicha disnan, we had in the Mishnayis, Bifnei Abayis, V'shaloi Bifnei Abayis, says it's Noyik Sai Bizman Abayis, Shloi Bizman Abayis, Shloi Letzorech, is also, it is not necessary to tell us, because all these mitzvahs have no shaykhes at all to the Beis HaMikdash. Kisi Adam, and then, so Mamele, and Reishis Hageiz, Shiluach HaKan, there's no Shechis at all with the Beis HaMikdash. Levad may Oisei Ve'es Benoi. Oisei Ve'es Benoi is a Chiddush that it's Noyik Shaloi Bifnei Abayis. Now what is the Chiddush Oisei Ve'es Benoi? Sal kedai toch amino hoyel ubinyone de kochim ksib. Bems in des tu psukim, mon posuk says, sherve kesev ki vole, which speaks about kobonis. And then it says, v'sherve se oisei v'espunoi le sishchato. So Bemison, so there's a shoil that's mafsik einim. That means really, if it's only noig by kochim, it should have said v'oisei v'espunoi. He's speaking about sherve kesev. So memele, so this. The shoyer is hipsikinian to tell us that oisiv es benoi is noig by chulin also. And then there's above a chibur that says it's noig by kochim. So, which meaning the mitzvah of oisiv es benoi is applicable, that I know from shoyer hipsikinian, bishoyer is above a chibur, but be'etzim, the posik of Oisiv es Benoi is written binyana de kochim. So filo, I have two limudim that it's noig by chulin also, but I would think that hoil u binyana de kochim ksiv is, I would think, bizman de ika kochim ninoik, bizman de leka kochim loy ninoik, kamash malom. So memela, that what it says in all the Mishnayos, that it's noik shaloi bizman abayis, shaloi bifnei abayis, be'emesin, that's by all these halachas it's poshit, but by oisei ves benoi, it's a chiddush, to tell us that even though it's kosuv binyona de kochim, afal pikein does not have to be Bizman deika kochim. So this is what another Amayri said. So the Baal we have, Al Kaponim, both of them are telling us that these halachis, Oretz Bechutz Loretz, Bifnei Abay, Shaloi Bifnei Abay, that are mentioned by all these mitzvahs, are Shaloi Letzoyrech. No, it was written, Shaloi Letzoyrech, because by one of the mitzvahs, it's Letzoyrech. Chutz Lotz is telling us, Lafuki mit Rabbi Loi by Reishis Hageis, and Shlomi Bifnei Abayis is coming to tell us that Oisiv es Benoi, even though it's Kosov Binyon de Kochim, it's like Shlomi Bizman Abayis. Vatavayu Omri, and both of them say a third halacha, which is mentioned in all the Mishnayos, kol heiche disnan b'chulin u'b'mikdoshim. Now, let us just be a little realistic. Now, in some of these halachas, it says b'chulin v'loy b'mikdoshim. That's what it says in some of these halachas. There are two halachas that mention b'chulin u'b'mikdoshim. It's noig b'chulin u'b'mikdoshim, and that's oisai ve'ez b'noi and gida noshe. It's noig b'chulin u'b'mikdoshim. All the others, it's b'chulin b'loi b'mikdoshim. But now, they're talking about b'chulin u'b'mikdoshim. That there's no p'tur of mikdoshim. So now, this inyan of b'chulin u'b'mikdoshim, letzoyrech levad megid anoshe. So let's learn elech this gemara. That means it says in two places, b'chulin u'b'mikdoshim. It says by oisei bez benoi and by gid anoshe. So by oisei bez benoi, it's letzoyrech. And this letzoyrech we understand very well, because we mentioned before that the parsha of Oisiv es Benoi is said by Mekdoshim. It starts off Shevikesef, so Memele Kiyibole. So starts off with Kobonis. And I need a limud of Sheikh Hifsikini to tell us that Oisai Ves Benoi is not by Chulin also. So it says by Oisai Ves Benoi and by Kidanosh. So now, they both said as follows. Kol Heicha Disnan B'chulin U'B'Megdoshim. Kol Heicha Disnan means Oisai Ves Benoi and Kidanosh. Not Kidanoshe, it means Oisei Bez Benoi, L'Tzoyrech. Now, Oisei Bez Benoi is a Chiddush. That it's Noig B'chulin also. Levad mi Kidanoshe. But Kidanoshe is Shaloi L'Tzoyrech. Why is it Shaloi L'Tzoyrech? Because it's Pshite. Mishum de'igdish pokelei isa Kidanoshe minei. That means there's a Issa Gidanosh, and now a person will be Magdish the animal, so there'd be a Hava Mine that the Issa Gidanosh should be Nivka from the Gid. Yeah. So, Mamela, that's what they both said. So, that what it says, that it's Noyik. V'mekdoshim b'gid anoshe shaloi l'tzayach is poshet, but we have here such a seder of these mishnayos that since by one of them or a few of them there was a tzayach, so the tana was koilu in all these mishnayos that it's noyig b'chunan b'mekdoshim. Frek te gemore v'lav u'kimno b'vlodei skotchem. Now let us just review for a few minutes. The Gemara before in Gidanoshe had a problem. What is the Chiddush that it's Noyig B'Mekdoshim? This problem. What is the Chiddush that's Noyig B'Mekdoshim? On this Kashe, the Gemara wants to say two Terutzim. Tongas Chiddushim. It's speaking about Vlodois Kochim. Speaking about Vlodois Kochim. Now, speaking about Vlodois Kochim, and that's the Chiddush, it's Noig B'Mekdoshim. Now, what is the Chiddush? Meridike Chiddush. The Chiddush is that Vlad Kodesh is also Kodesh. Right. So when the Behemah was Muberes, so there was a Issa Kodesh was Chal on the Uber. And the Issa Kodesh was Chal before the Gid was Neitzel. There's already an Issa Kodesh. When the Gid starts being Neitzel, so already there's an Issa Kodesh already. So I never have a meaning that the Issa Gid would not be Chal. Issa Gid would be Issa Chal al Issa. The Tongue is a more like a Kodesh that, even though Nisa Chalalisa, Nisa Gid, since it's Noig, Bibnei Noyach, so it's Chomo, it is Chal. Nisa Gid was Noyach, that's what the Gemara wants to say. According to Montana, it's Noig, Bibnei Noyach, Kain Leyech, Nisa Gid, and Noyach, it's going on for Bibnei Noyach, it's more like it's Tanoim. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Then the Gemara falls off from that. It's not Noig, Bibnei Noyach, it's more like it's Al Kaponim, so the Gemara says, no, Takuf is the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that Bab Yosan Henkdoshin, that the Issa Kodesh by a Vlad Kochim is only first Noyig when the Uber is born. So the Issa Gidanosh was Chal before. So the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush. The Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush that Gidanosh is Noyig by Vlad Mukdoshim. Gidanosh is not Bevlad Mekdoshim. They'd be a mokim to say that Issa Kodesh was Chal before, and the Issa Gid can't be Chal on the Issa Kodesh. It's Kamash Malon that Issa Kodesh is Chal Bav Yosem when it first gets born. So Memele, so that's why the Issa Gid is Chal. That's why the Issa Gid is Chal. So Memele, but the Mishnah is Tanga Sachidish. Mishnah is Tanga Sachidish. And now, So when we learn Kidanosh, we appreciated the Mishnah, the Gemara there, address this problem. What's the chiddush? The gid anosh is noyig b'mukdoshim. Then we had the same problem. He was makdish. So this a gid would follow. Moses says, no, we're talking about the vlad mukdoshim. And there'd be a svara to say that there is a gid should not be chal on this a kodesh. Either kamash that it is chal because this a gid is noyig b'mukdoshim, or this a kodesh is chal. But the Gemara says later, the Gemara says over there, and Perek Yidanoshe, the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush. And here we have Tavayu Omri, that really it's Poshit, and the Tana said it, because since he said, Oisei Vez Benoi, is Noyik Ben Magdoshim, Samameila, that's why he said Yidanoshe also. So that's the problem that the Gemara has. V'lav ukimne bivlodei skotchim. I mean, what are they saying? We hear the Ushtik Torah to understand the Chiddush of the Mishnah, and all of a sudden they're coming to tell us that really it's Poshet, it's Shilayla Torah. Yeah. So the Gemara, my time ukimda. So he says, why did we make this ukimda? Lav Mishum, the Kash alone, loy listener. I mean, we said the Mishnah is speaking about a case of Vlad Mukdoshim because we had a problem. What's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush that Gidanoshe is noyik by Mukdoshim? If he was Magdish and Gidanoshe, so this Gidanoshe should pull off. So Memele, so it's Lutairach. So they're telling us, that's what they're coming to tell us. That don't ask a kasha. That means the Gemara over there had a problem. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah to tell us that Gidanosh is like Bamikdosh and Fashtaitzach? If you're Magdishin afterwards, so the Issa Gid shouldn't, the Issa Gid should fall off. So it's Poshit. It won't fall off. So it's Kamash Malon, that was the most kasha there. So he says, So that's good for what they want to tell us. They want to tell us, don't ask the kasha and say that the Mishnah is speaking about a certain case and telling us, Amir de Kechidish. No, Meikara Nami Loi Tik Shalom. That's what they're telling us. Don't have any problems. I did it on a Letzairech, on a Nami Shalom Letzairech. That goof is the Kechidish. So there's no problem. That's what they're telling us. That the Mishnah said something. Shalai Letzairech. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Rabbi Oven, Rabbi Yashem, Mefoshi, Hachmas, Nisan, the Kisi Adam, Oisiyas Benoi, Begida Noshe, Mazroi Lochayim, Vereshis Hageis, Beshiluach Hakein, Esnan, Bekulu, Beoretz, Bechutzlot, Befnei Abayis, Eloi Befnei Abayis, Bechul Mevidoshim, Mar Porish Chode, Omar Porish Chode, Beloi Pligi, each one just said, Shtik Teire, there's no machlekes between them, Betavayu Komaforshi Leidoch, and then a third, Bova, they both say, so that's why we're telling who were the Oimrim of this memory. Kalecha desnan ba'oretz b'chutzlot b'hanach pirkin shulei letzayach. The lav chayves karkeninu, elo chayves haguf, nehegis b'chom ha'shavis kial pe kama de gedusha, so that's poshe. Bad mireishes hageis lafukim idrabeloi demakish lo letrume. V'hu adinami b'matones. That what it says b'matones that it's noig boretz b'chutzlos nishnis also letzayich that b'loi yalef matones mireishes hageis. V'hu adinokat reishes hageis. That what the Gemara says. Why did Gemara say only chutz mireishes hageis? Shem dalo amar Rabbi Loi behed yekedam alel. Rabbi Loi amar reishes hageis einen heges ela ba'oretz. Now, let's see Tosfos for 1 second. Shiluch Hakein Levad Mireishis Hageis Udin Levad Mimatonis V'chode Minayu Nokat. So the Marsha is Mavayir, there's Neschois in the Gemara there. If Rabbi Loi said Beferish, it's Noyig. Matonis are not Noyig B'chutz Lord. There's the Beferish in Memre. If the Gemara mentions this, so the Gemara doesn't mention it. So Rashi seems to say that the Gemara mentions Reishis. Okay, who the halacha will be? Who I didn't know. Well, since Rabbi Loi learns out Matonis from Reishis Hageis, the Nishis of Rabbi Yal Matonis Mereishis Hageis, but there's no off in the Gemara. Tosfos held there is an off in the Gemara. So Tosfos says the Gemara said the Reishis Hageis. Who are the Matonis? Now this kol heiche sounds like all over, which is really these are the only two places that it says gidanosh that it says it's noye bechulam b'megdoshim. The tzayrech doisibes b'noy. It says by Kochim, Hilkach Ashminen the Noiku Bechulim. That's why the Mishnah is coming to tell us as Noik Bechulim. Kidama Hosom, Shoyer Hifsikinyan. It says, Shoyer Besaisib as Benoi. Since it was a Shoyer Kesok Yibolate, so it didn't have to say a second time shoyer. So since it says shoyer, it's hifsek inyan to tell us that it's not gefilah b'chumah. B'choshkein hanoch disnan avoloi b'migdoshim. Now Rashi says like this. They're talking about where is noyeg b'chulin u'b'migdoshim. So that's one place, it's a chiddush, that's oisib es benoi, that's noig b'chulam. And gida noshe, that it's noig b'mekdoshim is poshim. And Sarashi says, but the places that says it's not noig b'mekdoshim, that's ichetongas chiddushim. Choshken hanach desnam, avoloi b'mekdoshim l'tzoycho, that's ichet l'tzoycho. Tashmi nechilat, that there's a difference, it's only noig b'chulam, not b'mekdoshim. Bar migid anoshe, the shaloi letzoyrech tanya. That, what the Mishnah tells us, the gid anoshe is noyb magdoshim, the pshit alone. The mishum, the agdeshe ledivke isa gid anoshe minay, because he was magdeshe, it's poshit that isa gid unapi livka. Balaam, yakim nalei bepe gid anoshe, said Moses, why are you saying it shaloi letzoyrech? It's on the sachidish. Speaking about Peplo discussion, Kochim, Dosalashminin, the Chayev, Mishum Gid, Umagdoshim. It's telling us to keep in this a Magdoshim Kodim, Kedemaforish Hosam. She itzires Ablad Koidemes, the Gidim. It's a Lashminin, the Osa Isa Gid, the Chaylalayu. So it's coming to tell us a Kiddish that the Isa Gid is Chaylan Koidish. So, why are they saying it shaloi letzoyich? Mishani, Selig Moyen says, my time at duchkis look me b'hochi. Why are you saying that the Mishnah is speaking about such a case? My blood is kochim, ishim doye kashaloch. But my hilchis a tanino. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us that it's neid b'mekdoshim? V'hashte also Rabbi Ovin, Rabbi Yashi, l'meima, loy titchak look me b'hochi. Don't make a doichik that it's speaking about after such a case. The mi'ikore ki makshis hosam pshita laf kushi. The whole kashe, which you're looking for a teretz, is not a kashe to begin with. The iketuve, the masni shalei letzoyer. There's a lot of things that the Tanna mentioned without any tzoyer. Ba'aydu tetanino kol choda v'choda letzoyer. Since there was a necessity by certain cases to say letzoyrech these dinim, tananami ben beidach shalei letzoyrech. Wadin le magdoshim. Heili de Tonje bekula le Zeurech, taninani behem shaloi le Zeurech. Bechein, bifnei Abayis, and also the same thing, vishem oisi ves b'noi, Tonje bekula. Bechein, chutzloretz, vishem reishis ageis. So mamela, there was a lot that was mentioned shaloi le Zeurech. Now, before we see the lashon of the Tosfos, I'd just like to mention Ha'orah, which Tosfos is bothering. Now, by all the cases, the flow of the Gemara was that it says, let's say, it says, Ba'oretz v'chutz l'oretz. It says a number of cases, Ba'oretz v'chutz l'oretz. So, they're all shalei l'tzayich. Why does it mention it? Because there's one case as Letzayr, so says all cases Shalei Letzayr. So we started off by all these are Shalei Letzayr because there was a case that was needed Letzayr. All these it's that it says that it's Noig Shalei Bifnei Bayi Shalei Letzayr. Why did he mention it? Because there's a case Oisiv Es Benoi is Letzayr. Fine. Now, when the Gemara speaks about, now we have here Gida Noshe and Oisei Bez Benoi, that it's Noyeg B'Megdoshe. So if we would follow the flow of the Gemara, we should have said, Gida Noshe is Shaloi Letzairach. Start off, like we said, all the others, all these are Shaloi Letzairach. The Tana mentioned it. This Nekuda, because of this, that's Letzairach. We started off all Shalei Letzayich and Shalei Letzayich. This is because this is Letzayich. Now we have a Gida Noshe Noisiv Es Benoi, the Anoyig B'chulin B'kedosha. So according to the flow of the Gemara should have said that Gida Noshe is Shalei Letzayich, and they mentioned it because of Oisiv Es Benoi. Here the Gemara starts off the other way. Oisiv Es Benoi is Letzayich. Why do you say Gida Noshe? Gida Noshe is Letzayich. So the flow of the Gemara L'chayre, it should have been said the opposite way. That L'chayre bothered Tosfos. Taimen. Kimen, the ha, the ein chilek bein chulen u'megdoshen, elo begida Noshe b'oisiv Es Benoi. This statement that there's no difference between chulen and megdoshen is only applicable by two cases. That's what it says, that it applies by Chulin Doshim, that's Oisiv Es Benoi, and Gida Noshe. Avimot im Kena, Ochinami, Avimot Selameime Izche, should have said, Shaloi Letzoirech, Levad Meyoisiv Es Benoi. He should have said, all the Shaloi Letzoirechs, to go with the flow of the Gemara. That where it says chulin umegdoshe, it is shaloi letzayich, which means gida noshe. Chutz meyoisei ves benoi. That's lachay letayis viskash. V'yeshloima. So why did he said the other way? There it's letzayich, but by gida noshe it's shaloi letzayich. He should have said the other way, like all the others. He said the other way. The Yeshloima, the Kivin, the Chiddushu, for Oisai, Shohu, Shaloi Letzayich. Kedemafaz, no, he's coming to tell us a Chiddush. That means, when we learned Gida Noshe, we understood that Gida Noshe is telling us a Chiddush. It's been bad, Lord, it's Kachim, and a Chiddush. So, they're coming to tell us that it is Shaloi Letzayich. That's the Chiddush. The Yeshloima, the Kivin, the Chiddushu, they're coming to tell us, not the way you said the Mishnah speaking about Lodiskos. They're coming to tell us that it is Shaloi Letzayich. That means, till now we thought that everything is Letzayich. That's what they're coming to tell us. That's not a good. Even though it was Letzayich, this is Shaloi Letzayich. So forget, that's what they're coming to tell us. Till now we thought everything is Letzayich. That's what it means. V'tvayu kol eichet etnam b'chum ha'kdoshim l'tzoyrech. That means till now we held everything is l'tzoyrech. That means when we learned perek yidanosha, we held that yidanosha is also l'tzoyrech. We held everything is l'tzoyrech, it says chum ha'kdoshim. So I'm coming to tell you, no, that Gidanosha Shalai Litzayr. That's the Shanta Takim in the Chidushu Ba'isa Shuhut Ba'isai Shu Shalai Litzayr. The Gidanosha Shalai Litzayr. I'm telling you a Chidush. Gimaforish Vazal, Lav, Meyakimne. Echetvei Loima, Lavad, Meyoisai Dovo, Shisi Sovo, Shu Litzayr. That means I thought everything was Litzayr. It's not true. Bu Shalai Litzayr. My time, so the Gemara says, my time, akim ne lav mishum de kashalon. Lav mishum de kashalon. The whole reason we made this akimte is because we had a problem with the chiddush. The whole, that, so Taisa says like this. So what's bad with this akimte? The blood is coaching me imam ibav yosan and kdoishin. Avimotzi lashmina ba'alma b'loi gidanosh. I mean, the etzem chiddush of the Mishnah, when the kedusha of a gidanosh, of blood is coaching is chal, is nothing to do with gidanosh. I mean, this is a coaching de kishayla. The Tana did not have to bring in a gidanosh to tell us the chiddush bav yosan and kedoshim. That's why this agida noshes chal. The hot ashmina, the blood is kochim b'mei imon, either it's b'mei imon, and then you have a problem, how this agida noshes chal. Oy bav yosan and kedoshim. Avamot lo shlimim ba'alma b'loi gida noshem. Ala aydi de tona le tzoyrech. So really, it doesn't belong in that mission at all. To tell us the etzim din of Bab Yosim and Kochim. Tonenami Shalai Letzayrach. That's why it said Shalai Letzayrach. That's why it said it's Noig B'Megdoshim, which really it doesn't belong in the Mishnah, but I said the Chulam Megdosh said over there also. Mikolok Mekminilah B'Vladish Kochim, Kibin the Metzin Lefrushi Dashmin Echidish Ktas. That means, so Taisus is just saying as follows. Not that Rabbin and Rabbi Yasha are chaylik on the Gemara before. The Gemara before that says speaking about blood is kochim is true. It's like speaking about blood is kochim. But not that we have to say that that's the whole reason why the Mishnah wrote it. That means the I don't have to for why the Mishnah wrote it. The Mishnah wrote it because since it was once mentioned Letzayra, so therefore it mentioned that which is Shalei Letzayra. So that's why it was mentioned over there. But Agavucha, since it was mentioned over there, so Lamaise, so the Torah said already, Achidish already, that in blood is kosher. Zok the Gemara weiter, Bechulin Avoloi B'Megdosh. Now, here we have that it's knowing Bechulin Avoloi B'Megdosh. Amayloi, why not? The Omakrom, Shaleach tishalach ha'ein b'mi sha'ato mitzuve l'shalchoi. That means when is there a din tishalach? If you're permitted to send it away, there's nothing wrong with sending it away. Then there's a mitzvah tishalach. Yotzozeh shi'ato mitzuve l'shalchoi elo labiyoi lide gizbo. That means if you have the Baal the Gemara understood that the Mishnah is speaking about that the aim is a kolben, or the aim is kodesh pedek habayis. That's also gileda. And the Mishnah is coming to tell us that the whole mitzvah of shiluach hakein, when is it in shaleach? If the Rashi in the bottom says pshat in the drosha, the bottom line. Vachidorishko, shalayach tishalach. Es haroi lishalchoi. When is there a din tishalach? Es haroi lishalchoi. That means you can send it away. there's nothing wrong with sending it away. But if it's Mugdoshim, then there is something wrong to Fakel. It should be returned to the Gizbo. So that is the Chiddush, that is the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that's the time of the Mishnah. The makro shaleach tishalach esayin. B'mish ata mitzuva l'shalcha, you can't send it away, there's no problem sending it away. So then there's a mitzvah tishalach. Yotzozeh shiata mitzuva l'shalcha elo labiyoi. But here it's not the proper thing to do to send it away, so then they should return it to the gizbo. So here there is no mitzvah of, so then there's no mitzvah of shaleach tishalach.